Friday morning and a lot of great things going on. I can smell the gunpowder and see the smoke and hear the sounds. Yes, it's fireworks season, and thunder over Radcliffe is no exception. Ashley Russo's here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
Doing great.
So the wearer of many hats, I like to call you, Deputy Mayor, although that's not an official title. Let's be honest, you're doing that job.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So we all pitch in. It takes a team of people to get everything done, and we've got a great team. So with a great leader at the helm, so we're blessed to have that.
That's absolutely true. So tell us all about Thunder Over Radcliffe, and where is this going to be? When is it? All those things.
Well, Thunder Over Radcliffe started back in 2020, with COVID. People were starting to get stir crazy, and we were starting to see a loss of community. And so Mayor Duval said, I remember him calling Tim, the Parks and Recreation Director, and myself in his office and said, we're going to have a party. And I was like, okay, we can't. He goes, nope, let me tell you. So that's how he came up with the idea that people would kind of be able to stay in their cars, get behind their cars, and have a fireworks show, because we really wanted that sense of community back. So we shut down Lincoln Trail Boulevard between North Woodland Drive and South Thatcher Street, and we park cars on both sides of the road. There will be people out there showing you kind of where to park beginning about 7:45. And we do things there in the middle. We have food trucks in the City Hall parking lot. We have Tips, Toes, and Tiaras, who will be doing face painting and balloon twisting. And we'll have a bubble party with DJ James Hummel. So fireworks go off about 10 o'clock. But, it's just a great event. We look forward to it every year. So we're looking forward to a good time.
You guys do a really good job with having community events in Radcliffe. And this is, and I like the fact that you're doing it the day before.
Yes.
So that way people can go to multiple ones.
Well, we try to be a good community partner and work with our neighboring cities. Fort Knox does a big event. Elizabethtown does a big event. Vine Grove does their first Fridays. So we've always tried to keep ours on a different night. So they don't have to pick and choose a community that they want to go and support. They can support everyone. So we really do. And nobody can throw a party like, Mayor Duval. He is when he plans an event, it's a big time event, and we always have a good time. So,
all right. So that's going to be coming up for you on the 1st, which is basically tomorrow. No,
The third.
Where did I come up with the 1st? Where
am
I
pulling that out? You're just making stuff up as you go.
I just yank things out of the air sometimes.
It is Monday.
Monday the 3rd. I have all my days wrong. I keep thinking the 4th is on Monday. Yeah, I guess I think all holidays should be Mondays.
I'd like all days to be holidays, if you ask me. So. That
would be awesome.
Every day's a holiday, so we're looking. But if anybody needs more information, they can always call our Parks and Recreation Department, 270-351-4079. But it's going to be a good time, so we're looking forward to it.
Where did I get the date?
I don't know, but is Tim Jeffries in charge of this?
Tim, yes, is part of the team that is handling this event. It's our police chief, our fire chief, Lieutenant Mike Holman. He's been spearheading the whole aspect of making sure that everyone is in place. Tim Jeffries and his team's public works. It's all of the employees together that are making this happen.
Well, good job. You guys have a great team.
Well, thank you.
And I know if people are having to contact Tim Jeffries' office, then they'll be taken care of.
Yes, absolutely.
Find out more information. And you guys have a Facebook page as well that you have shared the information
with. We do. City of Radcliffe Government.
All right. Ashley Russo from the City of Radcliffe, and Thunder Over Radcliffe happening on Monday. What time does everything kick off? Fireworks are at 10, but when can people start showing up?
7:45.
Okay, 7:45 on Monday. And we are Quixie 98.3.